This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Secretary of State John Kerry is going to be in Lima, Peru tomorrow, jumping in near the end of a two-week conference on climate change. The meeting is mostly a setup for negotiations to get a global agreement at another conference in Paris next fall. One of the big themes at this one, though, has been what you might call make me an offer. Countries making individual pledges to do something about global warming instead of everybody trying to agree on a big multinational treaty. The interesting part is who is stepping up and why. Marketplace's Dan Weissman has that story.
The big break happened a month ago. Before these talks, China joined the U.S. in promising to reduce emissions long-term. Ray Kopp is with Resources for the Future.
The way the paradigm has always been laid out for the past 20 years, developing countries, China included, really don't have to take on actions, okay, or make commitments. Only the developed world needs to do that.
The idea was poor countries need fossil fuels to build their economies. Rich countries, having already done so, would pay to solve the problems those fuels create. But China is now the world's number one emitter, and its increasingly prosperous citizens are choking on smog. Other developing countries have their own reasons for coming forward. Elliot Duringer is with the Center for Climate and Energy Solutions.
Clearly, the recognition that climate change is not some future concern, but in fact a here and now threat, is driving a lot of countries to pay closer attention and to say yes.
The Philippines, both a developing nation and a nation of islands, had actively resisted the idea of requirements for poor countries. Not anymore. Weather disasters have cost the country 5% of GDP every year since 2008, according to a Philippine official. Now the country says it will cut emissions and urge all nations to do the same. Robert Stavins directs the Harvard Project on Climate Agreements. He says other countries that haven't yet pledged a national contribution to reducing global emissions will probably come forward soon. Mexico, South Africa, South Korea have all started creating their own domestic climate policies.
That's precisely what is required for them to make a national contribution. That's what this whole structure is about.
That is, everyone antes up. I'm Dan Weissman for Marketplace.